All right, go to SLSEagles.com today, click on the Get Tickets Now button, and enter the my code KFAN, K-F-A-N. Tickets start as low as $5, and when you use the code KFAN, you get a second ticket to check out the Salt Lake Screaming Eagles for free. They debut tomorrow night, Thursday, February 16th, at the Maverick Center. You have to be a part of this first-ever experience. You're going to be out there calling the plays. You've picked the roster. You picked the coaches, the cheerleaders, the team name, the uniforms. You've been the general manager through it all. Now it's time to actually go out there and support the team. Go check them out online, slseagles.com, where you can see our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at Davion Orfe, former Ute, now a member of the Screaming Eagles. It is Davion Orfe. Davion, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Davion.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, we're doing good. We're very excited. The big game's tomorrow, man. Is there any nerves for you here? I mean, is this the first time for you playing indoor football?
It is the first time, but, I mean, it's nothing like playing and Rice Eccles, so I'm kind of chilling right now.
Have you adapted your game at all to the new styles? I mean, have there been any major changes that you've had to adapt to now that you're going to see a lot more passing and a little different styles in the indoor league?
The main thing was just as far as guarding the receivers is getting your hands on them and stuff like that. You know, you can't really ride them through the whole 10 yards or be all up on them as if, like in college, or press them at the line. It's a lot of different rules as far as pressing, but other than that, it's still the same game.
Now, Davion, can't the wide receivers get a running start? I mean, what's that like when you've got a big guy running at you? That seems like cheating.
Yeah, that right there, that's crazy. That's something I had to get used to, but I think I got it down now, and I'm pretty comfortable with it now.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of people locally excited to see you. What's it been like seeing some of the old fellas? Do you recognize any of the guys from some of your playing days?
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm playing with Junior Salt, who was at the U, and then LT Filianga, who was at the U as well, but then transferred to Utah State. So it's been fun. We talked about it today, how it was exciting to be playing with each other again. So, yeah, I can't wait.
So how have you been staying in shape? What have your workouts been like over the last few years?
Actually, I was working out with John Madsen, and then once I got back to Utah and back at home, I had a trainer I was working out with. So, you know, I've been doing the same workouts and staying in shape.
Davion Orfe is our guest, 1320K fan, as we get you ready for the Salt Lake Screaming Eagles debut tomorrow night. Davion, now, I mean, what type of a game should fans be expecting? We've talked to your coach. We've talked to some of the owners now. How much different does it look from a traditional football game?
I mean, as far – it's not really different. It's the yards, obviously, you know, the width and length of the field. But other than that, it's still ball. It's still football at the end of the day. And it's physical. It's over the walls and stuff like that. So it's a little bit more physical, but other than that, it's still ball.
How about the secondary for the Utes this year, Davion? Marcus Williams might be a first-round pick. Justin Thomas, Reggie Porter, Dom Hatfield, Brian Allen, they all might have a chance in the NFL. Has Utah ever had a deeper group of defensive backs before?
Oh, man, I don't know. It was exciting watching them this year, all of them, actually. They all played well. Not that I know of. I mean, my year, we were good, but those guys out there now, they really fly around and get to the ball. So, you know, I'm excited to see them, what they do next at the next level.
What is it about Utah's scheme that makes the NFL just take so much interest in all the corners and safeties that Utah has every year?
I mean, you're playing nothing but man and press coverage at Utah. You know, a lot of guys, they go to these big name schools like Alabama's and stuff like that, but they don't have the technique once they get there. And at Utah, they prepare you before you get there. You know, you're playing nothing but man all four quarters. And, you know, that's not every team can do that. Not every player can do that. So that's a big advantage.
And Utah landed maybe their biggest high school recruit ever this year, Jalen Johnson out of Fresno. And he's coming in, and he's going to play corner and might start right away because he saw what Utah is able to do with their corners. Do you like being a part of that history? I mean, is that something you kind of wear as a badge of pride?
Man, playing corner there is crazy. Once you leave, when you're there, you don't notice how much of a gift it is. But once it's all said and done and you move on, you're like, man, I can't believe, like, I know so much. So he's gonna fit the scheme well. I actually saw his highlight, and he's a physical corner, man. He's going to fit the scheme well there at Utah.
Well, you were a part of one of the first recruiting classes of guys that, you know, you had no knowledge of the Mountain West days. I mean, by the time you got there, Utah had at least a full year under their belt. Was there still some kind of a transition period, though, that you noticed?
No, because all the players, you know, they were Pac-12 players, man. You know, there was a lot of players from California, and that's all the Pac-12 is. I don't really know anything about how the Mountain West was, but you know, it was a Pac-12 feeling when I was there, at least, like, you know.
How much did the Pac-12 billing actually matter in recruiting to you?
It actually meant a lot, because if Utah was still in the Mountain West when I was going through recruiting, I wouldn't have gone. I was kind of pissed that USC didn't offer me. So my biggest thing was getting a chance to play against USC. I had an SEC offer that I didn't even care about it, because I just wanted to play against USC.
Davion Orfe is our guest, 1320K fan. Utah makes another switch on the offensive coordinator. Troy Taylor's coming in. They're going to try and mimic, maybe not Washington State, but, you know, Cal, Baylor, some of these high-powered offenses that we see across college football. Let me ask you, as somebody who plays on the defensive side, how does that impact you if your offense was trying to run that quickly and move the ball that fast? Is that something you would enjoy because you might get some extra points, or is that hard because it may put you out there for more plays?
At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. If they're running West Coast style or the fast pace, we're still going man, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, as far as offensive coordinator stuff at Utah, I know nothing about. You know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what they do this year.
How about your cousin Keith McGill? What's he up to? How are things in Oakland for that young stud?
Oh man, he's living it up over there. He has one more year with Oakland. He should be getting a lot more reps this upcoming year at safety, but. Yeah, he's living it up over there. He's been working hard. He's been getting special teams player, too, of the week. So, you know, he's sticking in there with special teams. So, you know, he's doing what's being asked.
Did you get the number that you wanted with the Screaming Eagles, or do you have to buy your number off somebody?
No, I actually got number 11, like I had at Utah. So I'm stoked for that.
Go check out Davion Orfe tomorrow night at the Maverick Center. Go to slseagles.com to get your tickets. Click on the Get Ticks Now button and use the my code KFAN to get your second ticket for free with every ticket you purchase. And they start as low as $5. Really an awesome opportunity to go and still support our local players that have come through our local colleges and check out football during the offseason. Davion, really thanks for your time and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Davion.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.